Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
Hello, everyone. On behalf of Pastor Hope and myself, greetings from North Carolina, the other side of the globe from you. And this is our dining room, and this is our dining table. I don't know where you might be, maybe in the living room or your bedroom, but we can still see like face-to-face to each other. So thank God for this. So I want to cheer to you. I heard about a lot of good things happening in our Taipei church, and it's hard to believe that it has been more than 100 days since we haven't seen each other. And especially during this time, probably one of the most challenging times in Taiwan history. But the greater the trials may be, God is also doing greater things in our midst. So we can be very hopeful and look forward to working with the Lord in greater ways in such time as this. So since we came over here, we have seen a lot of exciting things happening. And we have so far been seeing 17 baptisms already. And by the end of this month, we're going to see several other baptisms too. And we have seen, people are growing in numbers, also in their spiritual life. And also we have new small groups being added to the church. So we are really excited, both for Taipei and also for here. And thank God for all His plans for us. And today I just want to talk to you about fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So I'd like to read from 2 Corinthians 13:14. This is a very familiar passage to most churches because at the end of the service, normally there will be a final benediction. And for most of the times, the benediction would be from this verse. It says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." So here is a wonderful blessing from the triune God. The last one is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit with you all. So I want to bless you with a fellowship with the Holy Spirit today. And let's think about and talk about what is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and how we can just learn and also practice the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And we know that this is a benediction. This is a tremendous blessing. And Apostle Paul said this blessing to the church in the Corinth. And the fellowship with the Holy Spirit is such a wonderful thing. And we know that right now Jesus is in the heavenly. So we don't have His physical physical presence, but when He ascended to heaven, He sent the Holy Spirit, that is His Spirit. So the Spirit of our Lord has come 2,000 years ago to abide in every believer. So we know the Holy Spirit is present in our heart, in our lives, and surrounding us. And we have such an access to God. So we want to fellowship with God as much as possible at all times, in all places. So this is such a wonderful thing that God has provided for us. And so today we want to see some of the major ways the Bible tells us that we can fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So today I'm going to talk about four major ways of fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. So when you think of a fellowship, what comes to your mind? For myself, when we think of the fellowship, it's like we are interacting with each other, not just at the relational or emotional level, but in a spiritual level. So what fellowship is about is a spiritual interaction, and also as friends. So as we fellowship with the Holy Spirit, we are interacting with God at the spiritual level as friends. So this is really amazing that we can relate to God in such ways. And as Christians fellowship with one another, it's not just social activity, but it's actually a spiritual activity. So when we fellowship, we actually are relating to each other at the spiritual level. Okay, so the first major way we fellowship with the Holy Spirit is through prayer, obviously. So when we look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. So we are encouraged to pray at all times in the Spirit. So we know that the Spirit is in us and He's surrounding us, and also at the same time, He's in the heavenly. And so we can just pray to Him at any moment and every moment. So when we pray to God, we want to be as honest as we can, and we want to pour out our heart and even very vulnerable before the Lord, because He knows everything about our life. He knows our hearts. And when we pour our heart and be honest with Him, actually, God is very pleased, because that shows that we truly trust Him and treat Him as a dear friend and intimate partner. So it's important that we pour our heart to the Lord and pray in faith. This is how we can fellowship with the Holy Spirit. But also at the same time, we know in all prayers is not just monologue, but also is we need to listen to the Holy Spirit. When we pray, we are engaging two-way dialogue with the Holy Spirit. Interestingly, that we have found ourselves having prayer meetings here every day, mostly through Zoom, of course, and sometimes through Line. You probably can't believe that in America we also use Line, but our church, we use Line to communicate with each other. Every morning from 6 to 7 o'clock for 1 hour, I'm leading a group of people, and then from 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning, Pastor Hope is leading another group of people. So altogether, almost up to 40 people, we're having morning devotion, praying together, reading the Bible together, and we plan to walk through the whole Bible within a year as we do this every morning together. Not only that, but also we have Tuesday night and Saturday morning praying in tongue meetings for almost 1 hour. And then we have a church-wide prayer meeting on Wednesdays. And I believe that also during this time, you are doing the same. You are praying more often than ever. And this is a great thing, because although we may not be seeing each other personally, but we can still meet each other through online, and we can still pray together, we can still fellowship with the Holy Spirit, at the same time fellowship with one another. Okay, so the first thing is that we pray to Holy Spirit as we fellowship with Him. The second thing is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I have mentioned this multiple times. I know that this is a very familiar scripture to you in Ephesians 4:18. It says that, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. So obviously this is not just a good idea. This is not just a recommendation, but it's in fact, God is telling us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And it's not something that we are forced to do, but it is something that is so great that God really desires for us to do. So we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are filled with God Himself. And we have His power, we have His love, we have His character, and we can bear fruit. We can be filled with the peace, joy, love, kindness, patience, and faithfulness, etc. So what a wonderful thing that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. So I try to be filled with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, and I pray for the Holy Spirit to come on me and to pour into my life from the top of my head all the way down to my feet and from inside out to fill my spirit, my soul, my mind, my emotions, and also every cell of my body. So we can pray that every day. So it's not really so complicated to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Basically, you just ask. You ask for the Holy Spirit to fill you. You can say that, Holy Spirit, I desire for you to fill me. Fill me, Holy Spirit. And then you just wait on the Holy Spirit to fill you. Just like when you pour water into a large container, you just have to wait for a while before it's totally full. So you want to spend some time, not just rush, but also just allow the Holy Spirit to pour into your life. And you'll just feel God's presence and His peace, His joy, His life, and His strength, and His love. And also, I believe that God can lead you into His rest. So during this time, a lot of uneasiness around you, a lot of stress, all the more we need to pray that the Holy Spirit would fill us and fill us with His power. So the second way we fellowship with the Holy Spirit is that we pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then the third thing I want to mention to you about fellowship with the Holy Spirit is that the Bible tells us not to quench the Holy Spirit. From 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, Apostle Paul tells us not to quench the Spirit. So let's think about the word quench. What do you quench? You either quench a fire or you quench thirst or some kind of desire. So in the context of the Holy Spirit, we know that the Holy Spirit is moving inside of us. And sometimes He's leading us and guiding us, speaking to us. He's sometimes He's stirring up something inside of us, or even putting a fire inside of us. We can be passionate for doing something when the Holy Spirit is moving or working in us. But when all this is happening, we can choose to ignore it. We can choose to deny it or resist it or suppress it. So all these reactions are actually quenching the Holy Spirit. So we want to be led by the Holy Spirit instead of quenching the Holy Spirit. Let me give you one example of how not to quench the Holy Spirit, but be led by the Holy Spirit. I remember many years ago, one time, Hope was driving down the street, and I was with her. And it was late in the evening, and then, she just all of a sudden it just pulled to the side of the roadside. And then, I found that she saw this lady walking along the road and, by herself. And so, Pastor Hope just felt led to give her a ride. So in Taiwan, that's not very normal. You don't do that to strangers. But anyway, she felt led to do that. Very strangely, when she came to our car, and she started to cry and started sobbing. So later we found out that she just got divorced and she has two young children with her. So she was in great despair and even, you know, considering giving up or things like that. So, you know, very hopeless situation. And then, so of course, we tell her about Jesus Christ. We sent her home and we left contact information. We invited her to a small group to the church. And so she started going to the church and she got baptized. And then we went to the mission field. And then we came back a couple of years later and saw her. And we were so excited. Not only she's filled with joy and her children are so happy, but at the same time, she's leading a small group with divorced women. And every time when they met together, they were just laughing. They had so much fun together. So just one simple lead of the Holy Spirit. If you don't quench it, you follow it, that can lead to great things and miracles and signs and salvation. Because we know that it is the Holy Spirit. He's working through you and He always does great things. So let's take the adventure to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit instead of quenching the Holy Spirit. I know sometimes you may be like me, and when we feel like we need to minister to someone, we need to, you know, share the gospel with a stranger, we may feel hesitated, and sometimes we can be quenching the Holy Spirit. But of course, sometimes we just need to discern. But anyway, so we need to practice. It takes practice. It doesn't happen so quickly, but, you know, it is, like I said, it's an adventure. And then I want to share with you also another illustration, that is on our flight over to the States. That was, of course, a very long flight. So in the middle of the flight, I just felt like, oh, you know, I'm coming to the mission field of America. I really need to know what God, you know, is up to, what He has in store for me. So I just saw the Lord, I pray, and then God just, you know, download things to me, and He just told me several things I am supposed to do. And the first thing is online expansion. And I felt like that this is a time that in a pandemic, people are forced to go online. And so people can be reached from far away, or, you know, just different time zones through the through internet. So this is really a prime time that we take advantage of to reach out to people. And so I just wrote down, you know, we're going to do some online expansion. So sure enough, when we landed it here, we were surprised to find that there are already small groups that are ministering to people who are in China, in other places too. So we have a small group with them, and we do discipleship with them too. And then, so, you know, all these people in China, they're ready to be baptized. So they didn't know what to do. They couldn't find anybody around to baptize them. So the small group leader approached me and asked me, what are we going to do with these people? And I said, well, it's actually quite simple, because we know that it is always the Holy Spirit who baptizes people. So it doesn't matter who lay hands on them. As long as we find somebody there to put them into, put them down into the water and pull them up after the baptism, that's good enough. So I asked them to find a, what I call this surrogate Baptist locally. So here we were, and then, you know, I directed the baptismal service, and every one of them gave their 5-minute testimonies, very powerful, very touching testimonies. And then it comes the time for baptism. So they got into the bathtub and followed my instruction through the Zoom. And then they got immersed in the water and got out of the water, and we shout hallelujah. and they were baptized. And then people also sent them flowers to celebrate this occasion. So we had four baptisms through Zoom in different time zones, different side of the globe. So it was very exciting. So that's confirmation of what I heard from the Lord about the online expansion. So on the other hand, we want to also have the vision of planting Trinity centers here in America. Soon after I came to the States, I feel like it's time that we have our own building here. So I started sharing with people. To my surprise, they all been thinking about having our own building. So we have decided that by the end of next year, we're going to buy our own building, which is a place where we can do our Trinity centers. So we see that the Holy Spirit can download to us, He can lead us and guide us, and He can speak to us. So I encourage you that let's learn to be led by the Holy Spirit and not to quench His lead. And then we're going to talk about not to grieve the Holy Spirit. So what's the difference between quenching the Spirit and grieving the Spirit? So quenching the Spirit is not to do what the Spirit leads you to do. And then grieving the Spirit is to do what the Spirit doesn't want you to do. Okay, so let me explain. So in Ephesians 4, it says, verse 30, "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." So when we talk about grieving the Holy Spirit, we need to have a mental picture. So when you think of the Holy Spirit, you can think of a bird. That is a dove. We know dove is very gentle, but also he's very sensitive. So we know that Holy Spirit is actually very sensitive. But when we say Holy Spirit being sensitive, not in the sense that he is fragile, because we know he's very strong and powerful. He's the most powerful. But in the sense that you could lose connection or intimacy with him if you are not careful. So we want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and not to grieve the Holy Spirit. So what is the Holy Spirit sensitive to? According to the scripture we just read, Holy Spirit is sensitive to all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor. If you yell at your wife or your husband or your children or one another, you are grieving the Holy Spirit. Or slandering, criticizing, gossiping, then you are also grieving the Holy Spirit. Along with all malice, if you have any kind of malice inside of your heart, you are grieving the Holy Spirit. And also the scripture continued to say, instead of grieving the Holy Spirit, you want to be kind to one another. So when you are doing this, you are pleasing the Holy Spirit. So how do you please the Holy Spirit instead of grieving the Holy Spirit? You are kind, you are tender-hearted, you are forgiving instead of unforgiving. So here we know that as we fellowship with the Holy Spirit, we want to please the Holy Spirit instead of grieving the Holy Spirit. So we know that sins like pride, the rebellion, or hard heart, hard neck, grieves the Holy Spirit. Lust also grieves the Holy Spirit. I can almost hear the Holy Spirit speak yuck when we have lust inside of us. So we know that Holy Spirit is holy, so we don't want to we don't want Holy Spirit to feel yuck, okay? So we want to, flow with the Holy Spirit. So when we grieve the Holy Spirit, Actually, that grieves our own spirit too, because our spirit is born of the Holy Spirit. So when we grieve the Holy Spirit, when we sin, our spirit also suffers, our conscience suffers, and we suffer from the sense of guilt or shame. And also the Holy Spirit will be convicting our heart, so when we grieving the Holy Spirit. So it's easy to tell when we are grieving the Holy Spirit, because when our spirit is suffering or is feeling guilt or shame, then we know we are grieving the Holy Spirit. So do not grieve the Holy Spirit, but please the Holy Spirit by being kind. So today we learn that let us not quench the Holy Spirit, but rather be led by the Holy Spirit. Let us not grieve the Holy Spirit, but rather please the Holy Spirit. What a privilege that we can spend more time fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. We can fellowship with the Holy Spirit at all times, at all places. Let's practice fellowship with the Holy Spirit during this time when we have more time by ourselves. So let's pray together. Father, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to us. What a gift, what a grace you have given us. And you seal your salvation through the gift of the Holy Spirit in us. And we thank you we can experience your presence, your power, by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray right now you fill each one of us with the Holy Spirit and teach us how to pray, and also help us to be led by the Holy Spirit, not to quench the Holy Spirit. Help us to please the Holy Spirit and not to grieve the Holy Spirit. We pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. We love you and have a great time.
Thank you for that powerful message, Pastor Casey, on how to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You know, our lives will be radically transformed when we start to tap into the power, the wisdom, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. To help you with that, we have some discussion questions. These are the four questions. Number one, what spoke to you the most from this message, or what has God been saying to you recently? Number two, what are some ways that you can increase prayer in your life? Prayer is one of the main ways that we fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Number three, what steps can you take to grow in your friendship with the Holy Spirit? And number four, is there anything that the Holy Spirit is asking you to do or to stop doing at this time? How will you respond? So take those questions, use them for personal reflection, but even more powerfully, you can use them with your small group to discuss together and to encourage each other and help train each other on how to walk in fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.